This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Same groups, lower turnout, higher temperature as anti-Trump resistance returns to downtown. Great write-up by the Western Montana News covering the anti-Trump protesters in downtown Missoula as the so-called fake, phony, no kings movement returns. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We'll get back to that story here in just a few minutes. Plus, we've got the phone lines open for you for the next 2 hours. If you got something you want to talk about or you want to jump in on the conversation, give us a call, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. First, though, let's start with another story from Western Montana News. Another interesting write-up here from Roy McKenzie with WesternMT.News. And this is kind of a follow-up to a story that we told you about roughly 1 month ago. Do you guys remember when the Montana Democrats had their state convention in Livingston, and then they elected new leadership? They elected a new chair. They elected a new vice chair. But you kind of know how the Democrats are with elections. They're not really into that whole democracy thing that they like to shriek and shrill about. Remember when they installed, anointed, and appointed Kamala Harris to be their party's nominee without a vote of the people? And then they made her the party's nominee at the last minute for president of the United States. Well, the American people said no to that queen and that attempted installment there. But the Montana Democrats, they elected a new party chair. They elected a new party vice chair. But then the kingmakers in the Montana Democrat Party did not like how the people voted when it came to their party elections. So they basically forced the resignation of the vice chair of the Montana Democrat Party within just like 1 or 2 days of when the elections took place. So what's really interesting is this guy who was elected to be the vice chair of the Montana Democrat Party was exposed for basically talking about pushing a woman down several flights of stairs. He was referring to a Republican congresswoman. And what's crazy is that's not what led Montana Democrats to try to force him out of serving as the elected vice chair of the Montana Democrat Party. No, he said something that offended John Tester. He basically took a shot at John Tester for losing the important 2024 U.S. Senate race. That's what got him forced out of the Montana Democrat Party. Not talking about throwing a woman down several flights of stairs. No, it was offending Flip-Flop Flat Top, the fake former moderate senator from Montana. That's what got the guy kicked out of being the vice chair of the Montana Democrat Party. Well, we now know who his replacement has been. The kingmakers in the so-called No Kings Democrat Party have selected a very corrupt former aide to John Tester to fill that seat. We'll talk about that right after this, plus get to your phone calls.
It's October 20th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today's International Sloth Day, created in November of 2010 to teach people about these shy, quiet creatures. The first test flight, New York to Sydney by a commercial airline in 2019. A Qantas Boeing 787 Dreamliner takes 19 hours, 42 minutes, landing in Sydney. It's the longest ever commercial flight. On this day in 2015, then Vice President Joe Biden confirms he will not run for president the following year. Born on this day in 1964, Vice President Kamala Harris. She became the first female vice president of the United States, as well as the first black vice president and the first Asian American vice president when Joe Biden won the election in 2020. And singer Tom Petty, born in 1950. CJ Papa, that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Man, what a great week we just had with Montana Talks. We took you on the road to Libby, Montana, caught up with some incredible Americans there. And I tell you what, so much optimism in Libby right now with the news coming out of the Trump administration on mining and on timber and so much more. Then we had an exclusive interview with Trump Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. What do we got coming up in the week ahead? Why don't you tell us? Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
I got it.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Sean Hannity here with the only real estate agent in your market that I recommend, Amber Earn of Realty Billings. If someone's home needs repairs to sell for more money, but it's too expensive, well, what's your best advice for them so they can still sell their home for the most money possible?
Hey, Sean. If your home needs repairs to sell for top dollar, but the cost feels overwhelming, we've got you covered. One of our most valuable programs is our pre-renovation program. We handle the repairs up front, and you simply pay us back at closing. The truth is, updated and renovated homes sell faster and for more money than outdated ones. So this program really helps maximize your sale. And if the property has too much deferred maintenance or is in really poor condition, we also offer a cash offer option for a quick and hassle-free sale.
Call Amber today at 670-1942. Google Amber Earn online at listwithamber.com. Listwithamber.com.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, real quick, and then we'll jump into your phone calls here. Yes, so basically, the guy was forced to resign, not because he talked about throwing a woman down a flight of stairs, but because he threw former Senator John Tester under the bus. But now, as the Western Montana News reports, a Tester loyalist has now been appointed. The Kingmakers have appointed Bruce Knutson, a longtime staffer for defeated U.S. Senator John Tester, as vice chair of its executive board, filling a position vacated after the previous appointee resigned just 3 days into the role following public criticism of Tester's campaign performance. Knutson's appointment comes as the party grapples with multiple controversies, including a leaked internal strategy memo and a federal fraud case involving a party consultant. The selection of a Tester loyalist to replace a critic suggests the former senator maintains significant influence over party leadership, despite losing his November 2024 reelection bid to Republican Tim Sheehy. Now, by the way, if the name Bruce Knutson does not ring a bell for some of you out there, you might remember the name Bruce Knutson. You guys know our friend George Blackard. George Blackard joins us every Freedom Friday. He's a fellow veteran. I've known George for over a decade now. When I first got to know George and had George as a guest on the radio, we never talked politics. We never talked political issues. I had him on the show. He was very prominent in the American Legion. He was in leadership positions locally and then statewide with the American Legion. We'd talk veterans issues. We talked about the Big Sky Honor Flight. We'd talk VA issues. You might remember George, he talked about this publicly on this show. When George raised questions that were critical of the VA bureaucracy, John Tester's henchman at the VA, Bruce Knutson, went and personally and politically targeted George, not only with the VA bureaucrats in Helena, but they personally politically targeted George at his healthcare providers that he sees through the VA, whether local VA clinics or providers out on the town. That's who this guy is. And so my question here is, why is Bruce Knutson no longer with the VA? Was he forced out of the VA? Was he forced to to leave the VA because he weaponized his job at the VA that John Tester handed him to be used against his fellow veterans who were simply trying to get results for their fellow veterans. I mean, wow. Talk about, trading corruption for corruption in the Montana Democrat Party. Sure seems to be the case here. All right, phone lines are open for you. Let's jump right into it. We've got Clint in Bozeman first up. Clint, what's on your mind? Great to hear from you.
Well, I got a couple of things on my mind that it should be on everybody else's mind also. Now, during President Trump's first term, he said this. He said the country, the United States, was worth about $254 trillion. Okay, we're $35 trillion in debt now. We're paying $0.5 trillion on that debt. Now, and here's what's happening to the people. Everything that the people buy today, I don't care if it's a tube of lipstick or anything else, it's taxed anywhere from 4 or 5 times up to 10 times it's taxed. Now, you think about everything that you buy that's taxed, and now where is all that money going? It's going to Israel, it's going to Ukraine, it's going to every place in the world, except here in the United States, where we have people on the streets that don't have homes. We have veterans on the streets that don't have homes. We got people all over Montana and our cities without homes, and they're having to live in shelters and stuff like that. Now, I want to know what the hell is wrong with this country. What is wrong with American?
We know what's wrong with it, don't we, Clint? Yeah. Well, one slight disagreement with you. We do have money.
Okay.
We do have money going to people in the streets of America, and unfortunately, they're using our taxpayer dollars to encourage the transient lifestyle and to keep fueling a drug addiction on the streets of San Francisco and Seattle. So unfortunately, our money is being wasted in so many different ways. But that's why President Trump's, the other thing that stands out here, Clint, as you were talking about, you were talking about the ways, all of the ways that we're being taxed. Those people that were marching in the streets of the so-called No Kings protest, heck, they want us to be taxed even more. They were rallying against the tax cuts. I mean, these people want to be kings over every single one of us and steal money out of our back pocket.
Well, the thing is that the way I got it look at it, Aaron, is this: what is happening to the people here in this country? When you have a place like Bozeman, Montana, and when rooms or apartments or houses anywhere from $1,500 a month rent up to over $3,000 a month rent for a house, there's something wrong with this picture.
Well, and we know what it is. And frankly, the problem has been the leftist Marxist ideology of the very people in the streets over the weekend who have been pushing this nonsense since the 1960s. And now these big government policies are being exposed for the failure that they are. And yet these people still march to take more money from you and me. They march for a bigger government. They march for unelected bureaucrats being kings over the rest of us. Clint, great to hear from you. We'll get to Jerry in Billings next.
Fox Sports Update.
Let's run in the air, right center field, and it is good. Bases empty, two outs. 3 pitches later, 2 runs are in.
The 2 most exciting words in sports, Game 7. Coming tonight on Fox Sports 1 Sunday evening, the Toronto Blue Jays won a must-win Game 6 at home over the Seattle Mariners 6-2. Addison Barger and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit home runs for the Blue Jays, who got 5 2/3 innings pitching from rookie Trey Savage, who picked up a second win of the postseason. Josh Naylor hit a home run for the Mariners. Tonight, Game 7. Whoever wins will move into the World Series. The Mariners, the only Major League team that's never played in the Fall Classic, will start George Kirby on the mound, while Toronto turns to Shane Bieber. The game will be seen on both Fox Network TV and Fox Sports 1 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Waiting in the wings, the reigning World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers, who swept the Milwaukee Brewers in four games. NFL Week 7 concludes tonight with a doubleheader. 7 p.m. Eastern Time at Detroit. Primetime matchup between the 4-2 Lions and the 5-1 Buccaneers. Detroit favored at home by 5.5 points. Kickoff 7 p.m. Eastern. 3 hours later in Seattle, the 4-2 Seahawks will be home against the 2-3 Texans. Sunday night football in San Francisco. 49ers beat the Falcons 20-10, improved their record to 5-2. Christian McCaffrey ran for 129 yards and 2 touchdowns for San Francisco. Mac Jones again started in place of injured Brock Purdy. Jones threw for 152 yards with an interception. Atlanta's Michael Penix Jr. passed for 241 yards and a touchdown. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels left yesterday's 44-22 loss to the Cowboys with a hamstring injury. Daniels will have an MRI today. FoxSports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and FoxSports.com.
Stairs, let's talk about them. Do they feel steeper every time you climb or descend? Are they creating a barrier to moving about in your home safely? Let Juros restore your independence with an easy-to-use American-made Bruno stair lift. Straight or curved, indoor or out, Bruno provides the peace of mind you need to live at home safely. Bruno and Juros set the standards in stair lifts in Montana. Call Juros local licensed professionals today for a free estimate at 406-869-0123. Remember, it's your health, your independence, your life. 2043 Grand Avenue, online at jurosmedical.com.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Groundworks, official foundation repair company of Montana State Athletics. Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right back into the phone lines here. 406-294-0970. I think we've got Jerry in Billings next up. Jerry, did you run into any of the wildlife out there on Saturday? I had my Team Trump vest on. I was hoping to run into some of the so-called No Kings wildlife, but unfortunately, I didn't run into any of them. I was hoping for some fun conversations. What about you?
No, I didn't do that, Aaron. I want to talk about this so-called riot thing. Do you believe that this is all geared for the midterm election coming up? It's kind of like a magician hiding, watch what my left hand is doing, but don't see on my right? Because it doesn't make a lot of sense. This is so well organized throughout the nation. And all these billionaires, George Soros, Zuckerberg, that Hans
Wiese,
do you believe that this is? Do you believe this is all part of the plot?
Oh, I totally do. No, that's exactly what they're doing. This is George Soros funding these groups and these other left wing groups. They're trying to do two things here. One, they're trying to stand in the way of President Trump's agenda. And they're trying to embolden the Democrats to keep the government shutdown going and to try to keep standing in the way and to ignore the election results from last year. That's one part of it. But the other part is, yes, they are trying to rally their base. They are hoping that our base sits home, does nothing, assumes that everything's fine because Trump's in office again. And they want to get their base excited and motivated to show up not just for next year's midterm congressional elections. They want their base to show up right now for Billings City Council elections, for Kalispell mayoral elections, right? And Bozeman City Commission. That's exactly what they're trying to do. You are exactly right. They are hoping you stay home and do nothing because you just assume that President Trump's taking care of everything because he is taking care of so many things. And they want to get their people out so they can take back city councils, they can take back school boards, they can take back and control everything else at the local level and then eventually build into the midterm elections. And by the way, that's Gary in Billings. Gary, I apologize. I said we said Jerry, but that's Gary. I recognize the voice. So, yeah, your thoughts on my response there, Gary.
Well, you have to look at down the road here, Aaron, and thank you for everything you do. It's kind of sad that people are like sheep, and the Democrat is kind of like the ram leading you over the cliff. So now, when you look at how things are shaping up here, how about all these people that are working but not getting paid? Don't you think that's going to be a lot more people standing up against the Democrats not going to the table and getting things moving?
Yeah, good question. And Gary, thanks for the call. You know, Gary, talking about sheep and rams, it reminds me, isn't there an element of these No Kings rallies that just seems like they're dancing around celebrating a golden calf? No Kings. Isn't there so much of an anti-God element that you see in the cultural Marxist left in America right now? And when they say they No Kings, aren't they really saying that they believe there is no king, period? 406-294-0970. I think we're getting to Scott in Bozeman is going to get transferred over to us next, and then several other great callers that we'll get to here this morning as well. Scott, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Aaron. A little change of gears right now. I apologize.
Oh,
I was listening last week and wasn't able to chime in last week. But anyway, you were talking about sort of a return to faith, and George and everyone was talking about a return to faith and young people, the movement in Christianity. I just want to tell you, I attend a very large church in Western Bozeman, and those who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about. And I paid attention once again yesterday, the amount of young people, 30 and younger and teens and 20s, attending my church it's wonderfully staggering. It's just amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah, and it sounds like that has taken place all across America. And frankly, it was taking place even before Charlie Kirk's assassination because of Charlie Kirk and the movement that he was helping to inspire, right? And also because of a pushback of all the crazy over the last 4+ years.
Agreed. It's just a wonderful sight. They come in, they're engaging, they're paying attention, they're talking to people of different generations and having coffee afterwards and just engaging. It's just amazing. I just wanted to share that all is not lost.
Yeah, no, one of the quotes, so actually, I don't know if you heard it, I don't know if I played it Thursday, sometime last week, I played a full video that the Montana Family Foundation put together, where they went out at the MSU Turning Point event, they went out and interviewed a bunch of young people in line. It's about 7-8 minutes long. I played it all on the radio, but one of the students, or somebody in line, mentioned the quote from President Ronald Reagan, where freedom is only one generation away from extinction. Let's be honest, freedom was very close to extinction in America, right? Because look at the way freedom was under attack over the last 4 years when their wannabe king was in charge of the federal government. And yet we were going to lose freedom in America, not just because of Joe Biden or federal bureaucrats. We were going to lose freedom in America because the next generations had a fundamental different view of what America is and is supposed to be. That has now changed. Now the younger generations truly are on the side of seeing America continue to be a free republic for another 250 years. And that is what is so remarkable about recent events.
No, absolutely, Aaron. And that was, I think it was Thursday or Friday, it was a very long quote. And I heard every word of it, or your sound clip, I should say, and it was. That's what inspired me. I wish I had the time to call in at that point. But no, you're absolutely right. I think we're on the return.
Oh, cool. Well, very cool. Well, yeah. Well, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you today. Because that truly is the hope for our country right now, is the fact that young people, that Gen Z is moving towards a pro-America, pro-freedom perspective. Isn't it kind of funny, too, how these so-called No Kings activists, how they pretend to carry the mantle of 1776? They are now, all of a sudden they found these clean new American flags. Wow, where were you guys? You had never seen you flying American flags before. You were too busy flying Palestinian flags or flying your rainbow flag. Now, they still had all of those at their No Kings. But they're trying to appear to be more pro-America. Have you noticed that? They're trying to look like they are the ones that carry the mantle of 1776. Heck, we were pissed off about taxes on our tea in 1776. These people that are claiming to carry the mantle of 1776, they wanted to see the largest tax hike in American history just get thrust upon every single one of us. And yet they claim to carry the mantle of 1776. Nobody is buying their straight up BS. Next up on the phone line, Scott, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. By the way, if you missed that video or the audio of it that I played last week on this show, there's a brand new headline at MontanaTalks.com right now. Here's the headline. What students had to say at Montana State TPUSA event. So I've got the full video there along with a couple of excerpts from actually about three different excerpts from what three of the young women who were featured in that video had to say. So, yeah, check it out later, MontanaTalks.com. Let's go to Francis in Big Fork. Francis, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Well, all these rallies, you know, they are all the communists. These are the brainwashed college kids that don't know a thing about life. And I even understand that the VFW in Kalispell wanted to put out a bunch of flags and that they got knocked down from doing it. And now they're trying to get some other way to, if Keisha Christensen gets in, she wants to try to figure out a way to get away so that we can have our flags back.
Oh, Keisha Davison, yeah, running for mayor, great candidate for mayor. So she wants to get more American flags kind of hoisted in downtown, I'm assuming?
No, they were stopping them in Kalispell from putting them up.
Oh, really? Wow, why is that not surprising?
Yeah.
Yeah. I read KPAX TV said there was only about like 30 of these No Kings folks in Kalispell. Did you run into any of the wildlife at all?
I haven't seen, well, we didn't go to Kalispell. We went over to hear Gracie talk at the Hope Church.
That young lady, is that the young lady who spoke, you said?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yeah, she was the young lady who joined us on the radio and then spoke at the Charlie Kirk event at Sykes. I'll bet that was incredible. What did she say that stood out to you?
Well, she just wants everybody to, you know, be good to everybody and try to just stick to our guns and not be, you know, believe in God and just, you know, don't back down if somebody wants to talk to you. You know, you just tell them.
Tell them what's
good. Like Cuba was a... that's the same crap they told Cuba. And now look what's happened to them. They're slaves. They're making enough money to barely... They're probably, most of them, starving.
So apparently most of the people at these No Kings rallies are older... And they're basically these old 60s protester washouts. They're basically just the 60s American left crowd that showed up.
And I think it's the kids, too.
There's a few of them. Yeah, but it was mostly more of the old washed-out hippies, you know, the people who so mistreated our Vietnam veterans in particular. It was that crowd living their glory days, throwing back to the 1960s. All right, Francis, great to hear from you. 406-294-0970. I think we'll get to Frank and Evergreen next.
Auto Brokers of Montana has your fall travel covered with a passenger van or large SUV. Perfect for sports fans or team travel, family trips, and company excursions. Also, great buys on quality pre-owned and well-maintained late model rental vehicles. Hondas, Fords, Chevys, passenger, and cargo vans. Check out Auto Brokers of Montana's inventory at usedcarsbillings.com. Auto Brokers of Montana, 3200 First Avenue North in Billings. Call today. 406-245-9055.
Hi, I'm Attorney General Austin Knutson. When you see emergency lights on the side of the road, slow down and move over. It's dangerous for first responders to help motorists on the side of the road while cars are buzzing by at 80 miles an hour. In Montana, when you see emergency lights on the side of the road, you must slow down and move over, or face a fine or even jail time. It's the law. When you see someone pulled over, slow down and move over. Sponsored by the Montana Department of Justice.
Cold weather will be here before you know it. At the same time, power outages are on the rise. So here's an important question. If the power goes out when it's really cold, do you have a way to stay warm? If not, you've got to check out the Avesta off-grid space heater from My Patriot Supply. It's a compact, portable space heater that doesn't use electricity. It runs on something called canned heat, which is an indoor safe fuel. It's completely off-grid, and it can heat up a 200-square-foot room in a matter of minutes. With Avesta stashed in your closet, you can rest easy, knowing you and your family will stay warm, even if the power goes out. Plus, it doubles as a stove to boil water or cook food without electricity or propane. The best part is, you can get Avesta and a bunch of other free gifts when you order the Winter Prep Special from My Patriot Supply. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com to see everything included. This offer won't last long, and neither will this nice fall weather. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, then this message is definitely one you need to hear. The price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled in the past 24 months, and silver is poised for huge gains in the near term. That's why when you call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD, you'll be positioned for the next wave of dramatic growth in precious metals. The devaluation of the U.S. dollar and the volatility of the stock market all play a part in why silver continues to be a safe haven location for your assets and why precious metals continue to dominate in an uncertain financial climate. Learn more when you call 800-741-GOLD. We'll send you a free precious metals guide, plus a copy of former IMF Chairman Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. The time is now for you to consider silver to protect your retirement. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-4653 right now. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, this Jimmy Failla post has kind of taken off a little bit here because, you know, usually Facebook, you know, if you're in Montana, Facebook doesn't do much. That's why calling into a talk radio show will get you seen or heard by a whole lot more folks here in Montana. But still important to engage on social media if you, you know, want to have an impact, et cetera. But anyway, I'm laughing because Violet in Kalispell sent us a message on the Montana Talks app earlier talking about the so-called No Kings protesters. And Violet says she ran into the geriatric group in Kalispell, and apparently they decided to park on the streets surrounding her son's house, and so she couldn't even get in to go pick up her grandson. Because apparently she had better things to do on Saturday, like, you know, hang out with her grandkids, etc. Which brings us back to what Jimmy Failla had to say. He posted this on X. He is the he's got the Saturday Night Show on Fox. We've had him here on Montana Talks. He's been to Montana. He's a stand-up comedian, former New York City cab driver. He says this: the biggest lesson from No Kings is to make sure you have kids, because they'll give you grandkids who have football and soccer games that will keep you from wasting your 70s protesting a non-existent monarchy. And, boy, a lot of folks are having fun with that one. on our facebook.com/Flint Report right now. David Moore out of Missoula shared the Truth Social post from President Trump. A huge thank you to all the No Kings protesters yesterday. I was very concerned a king was trying to take my place, but thanks to your tireless efforts, I am still your president. Great job, all. I think that might have been the older one from President Trump after the last No Kings, but either way, who cares, right? 406-294-0970. Let's go to Frank in Evergreen. Frank, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Hi, Aaron. Well, I was just looking on YouTube, some of this information on Hoodright tribes in Montana, Alberta, all through Canada, and the northern tier of the United States here on the 48. There is a lot of Hoodrights getting vaccinated. But all sorts of flu, COVID, flu, everything, German measles. They're trying to wipe it out, you know, and it's, I think Trump ought to be going back to school. I think he learned too much from the old school. Anyway, what? But their Doctors Without Borders are doing a good job. I got to go. See you. Bye.
So that's it. Okay, that is the, sometimes I'm like, what is Frank even saying? What does this even have to do with anything? Okay, there we go. All right. What do you say to that one? What do you say to that one? There is absolutely nothing to share on that one. All right, let's see. I don't even know if those are new numbers or if that was from 2 or 3 years ago or what. But, you know, Canada, since he mentions Canada, and by the way, it's not tribes, it's colonies, unless I'm mistaken. But Canada, could you imagine being a Canadian, being a Canadian American, being an American, who's also a Canadian citizen, or you grew up in Canada, and then, you know, maybe you're still a little left, like your politics are left of center. Could you imagine being a Canadian who showed up at one of these No Kings rallies? It's just crazy to me. How you could even show up at something, yeah, No Kings, ah! Like, literally, like, if you were in Canada, you know, Frank mentioned, you know, the COVID-19 there. Imagine being in Canada trying to visit a loved one who was on their deathbed. And you never got to see them. Because the tyrants that were running the Canadian government at the time said, no, you have to stay in your apartment for 2 weeks until you can leave your apartment. You've got somebody on their deathbed who is going to die, whether you give them COVID-19 or not. And these tyrants in Canada would not only tell you to stay in your apartment and that you couldn't go see your loved one before they died, but they made sure that the authorities were out in force, making sure that you did not leave your apartment, and they would come check on you. See, because them checking on you to make sure you were quarantining in your apartment, that there was no risk of COVID-19 transmission that way. But you going to visit a dying loved one in a hospital, there was big risk of transmitting COVID-19 from that. And so imagine being one of these people that would show up at a No Kings rally and carry one of these signs, knowing full well what the hell happened under these tyrants in Canada. But then having the gall to suggest that Donald J. Trump is a king, and that the American government now, which is trying to free us from these unelected bureaucrats who have been lording over us, that somehow that makes America a monarchy? I mean, just zero concept of reality whatsoever. And that's why so many of these people, they are just stuck in their 60s left-wing activism, reliving their glory days. Reality does not matter to them. They're just out having a good old time. Just having a good old time. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. I got to play this clip. Hugh Hewitt, you guys remember Hugh Hewitt. He used to have a radio show on KJJR earlier in the mornings, and now you'll see him a lot on Fox. He's a Fox News analyst and more. He's with Salem Communications. He was on Fox News over the weekend with Charlie Hurt talking about the No Kings rallies, protests, whatever the heck you want to call them.
I mean, I thought it was a very amusing day yesterday. There were about 100,000 is the estimate inside the Beltway where I am. And it did look like a giant water aerobics class in many of these places where people were going on their way to the early bird special. They broke it off at four so they could get to the early bird special. It was my generation. It was the boomers. And Woodstock was a long time ago. This was a little bit like Woodstock with a smattering of their grandkids thrown in. So, look, Donald Trump won 77 million votes. He won 2,600 out of 3,100 counties. He won all seven swing states. He won big. And so I don't know what they were demonstrating about, especially when it was on the Saturday following the Monday when the hostages came home, the last living hostages from Israel came home, and a huge victory for President Trump. And so it was a pretty odd week to hold a No Kings rally. But if that's what we need to reopen, open the government, I'm all for it. The Schumer shutdown has had their party. Now they can open the government.
Oh, that was such a great soundbite there at the end. You know, the Schumer shutdown has had their party. Now they can open the government. But I also got a kick out of Hugh Hewitt. Hugh Hewitt's up there in years. So if some of you get offended by an 80s or 90s kids mocking these, you know, lost in the sauce 1960s, throwback, you know, washed out hippies. If you get offended by, you know, in 80s or 90s kids mocking some of these these protesters out there, well, Hugh Hewitt's having a little bit of fun with it there as well. Let's see. no, it's like, where do you go after that one? That is just comical to hear him talking. Let's see. What should we get to next? Man, we've got so many big stories to get to here this morning. I got to talk about, you know, Nigeria. That's a very serious story. We got to get to that one here. But let me see. Oh, yeah. Ah, see, it's like some of the stuff. It's like, ooh, I want to save that for the 9 o'clock hour of the show. I want folks in Glendive and Missoula and Plentywood and some of our other smaller towns like Malta across the state. I want them to hear that one too. So let me go to this is Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, kind of in that similar point that Hugh Hewitt just made.
I'm joined now by the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, right here in the studio. Speaker Johnson, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be with you. Thanks.
So let's start with the No Kings rallies. You called these Hate America rallies. What do you mean by that?
Well, that collection of folks that I listed were certainly part of it. We congratulate them on a apparently violent free speech exercise. I was a First Amendment lawyer for 20 years. We defend that right. But the irony of the message is pretty clear for everyone. If President Trump was a king, the government would be open right now. If President Trump was a king, they would not have been able to engage in that free speech exercise out on the mall, by the way, which was open because President Trump hasn't closed it. In the last shutdown, 2013 era, President Obama closed the National Mall. It closed all the national parks, didn't allow people to engage in all this. So, I mean, they needed a stunt. They needed a show. Chuck Schumer needs cover right now. He's closed the government down because he needs political cover, and this was a part of it.
All right, well said there by Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. By the way, great point that he made there about government shutdowns. You remember King Hussein, Barack Obama Hussein, during a supposed government shutdown, had federal bureaucrats put barricades up to block our Montana World War II veterans from seeing their own memorial. President Trump isn't doing that. Tell me again who is a king and who abuses their power against the people, and not just any people, our incredible World War II veterans. That's what they did. That's what they do.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Trump doctrine you need to understand. The president is going to bend over backwards in the name of peace. He's going to try and give people, even evil actors on the world stage, every opportunity to pull back from their evil deeds and stop what they're doing and save their lives. And frankly, military force and action are the last resort for President Trump. And no, he's never gotten involved in a forever war, and that is a big part of the Trump doctrine, and I completely and wholeheartedly agree with that. But forever wars does not mean isolationism.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, did you hear that Florida just legalized gold and silver? Yep, my new home state, the free state of Florida, has made it legal to use gold and silver as money. Now, Governor DeSantis explained it all by saying, "This is our ability to give you the financial freedom to be able to protect yourself against the declining value of the dollar." This is exactly why I partnered with a top precious metals company myself. If you want to learn more about how gold and silver can help protect your money, if you want to inform yourself, do your due diligence, reach out to my partners at GoldCo. They're a great company. I'm a customer. They've helped me out tremendously. Check them out on the web, HannityGold.com, or call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD. Get their free 2025 gold and silver kit. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. That's 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
The week ahead.
Monday, President Trump welcomes the Prime Minister of Australia to the White House. Expected to be discussed is the plan that is currently being reviewed by the Pentagon to provide Australia with nuclear submarines in an effort to thwart China in the Indo-Pacific region. Tuesday, the first of two big sporting events of the week. The NBA season kicks off with two games, the Rockets at the Thunder, followed by the Warriors at the Lakers. Wednesday, in honor of its 70th anniversary, the Jim Henson Company will be auctioning off over 400 items of memorabilia related to the puppetry behind the Muppets, Fraggle Rock, and more. Friday, New York Attorney General Letitia James is expected to make an initial court appearance in Norfolk, Virginia. She's accused of bank fraud and making false statements to a financial institution over a mortgage she secured for a home in Norfolk. Also Friday, the best of baseball battles it out. It's game one of the World Series. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
This fall, give your lawn the care it needs with True Green, America's number one lawn company. True Green's science-based approach and local expertise work together to recover your lawn from the summer stresses and get a jump on the next season, keeping it healthy, green, and free of pesky weeds. Say goodbye to bare patches and hello to a lawn you'll be proud of. Whether it's football in your yard or a fall gathering on the patio, a healthy lawn starts here. Visit TrueGreen.com today and let your lawn thrive this fall with True Green.
Whether you're tailgating or just chilling on the couch, you need cold drinks that are grab-and-go ready. Stop for party fuel today at Montana's best liquor stores, now offering great October specials. Stock up on ready-to-drink favorites like White Claw Hard Seltzer at $9.65 a six-pack and Fresca Mixed Grapefruit Citrus Vodka Spritz, four packs just $11.80. These deals and more at Lucky Lil's, Magic Diamond, and Montana Lil's Liquor Stores in Billings and Hardin. Find us at MontanasBestLiquorStores.com.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back into the phone lines we go. And by the way, if we don't get to you before we wrap up this hour of the show, we're going to have the phone lines open for the entire 9 o'clock hour as well, 406-294-0970. I think we've got John in Kalispell next up listening to KJJR. John, what's on your mind? Okay, I'm not hearing anything. Oh, we lost him. Okay, all right. Sorry, I thought I still had the caller on the phone lines here. All right, well, let's drive on here. No kings. What was President Trump's response to all of this noise, all of this nonsense? There's a little bit of a noise in the background here, but let me pull up the one, I think when he was on the flight line or maybe on Air Force One.
What's your response to the protest?
I looked at the people. They're not representative of this country. And I looked at all the brand new signs paid for, I guess it was paid for by Soros and other radical left lunatics. It looks like it was. We're checking it out. The demonstrations were very small, very ineffective, and the people were whacked out. When you look at those people, those are not representative of the people of our country. I work my ass off to make our country great. That's all it is. I'm not a king at all.
What a great line there. Here's another one that he shared when he was on with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures in a, think about a 20, 25-minute interview or so.
Do you think that the government shutdown is all about this rally that's happening this weekend, the No Kings rally?
No, I mean, some people say they want to delay it for the king. This is not a king. You know, they're saying, they're referring to me as a king. I'm not a king.
Right. No, but just so that Chuck Schumer could go and say, I'm fighting Trump.
Yeah, well, Chuck is, you know, at the end of the line. He's being beaten by everybody that they poll against him. And, you know, what he did is he did the right thing a couple of years ago on something like this. And he got hurt by his party. And it doesn't, I don't think it matters to him. I think he's just so dead that he'll do anything. I think they could just stay out forever. I mean, to be honest with you. Now, what we're doing is we're cutting Democrat programs that we didn't want because, I mean, they made one mistake. They didn't realize that that gives me the right to cut programs that Republicans never wanted, you know, giveaways, welfare programs, etc. And we're doing that, and we're cutting them permanently. We're cutting a $20 billion project that Schumer fought for 15 years to get, and I'm cutting the project. The project is going to be dead. It is pretty much dead right now.
And why shouldn't it be dead just given the fact that our country has over $36 trillion in debt? We need to be looking at ways to save money across the board, or we will have no country. If we continue down that path. All right. Yeah, well said there by President Trump and Chuck Schumer. I wonder how much longer he and his fellow Democrats will keep the shutdown going now that their little party is over following the weekend. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, I'm just checking in on X. There is some new information now being posted, already being shared. So if you guys saw this headline on our Montana Talks website, here's the headline. Everybody is asking about this Montana Teachers Union conference. Did they do it again? What kind of far-left nonsense was the Teachers Union pushing at their teachers conference this year? We've got an inside report from the Teachers Union Teachers Conference that was put on by the far-left MFPE, the Montana Federation of Public Employees. You know, they're run by that far-left socialist former Democrat legislator Amanda Curtis. And last year, you might recall how we exposed, thanks to Max Nelson and the Freedom Foundation, all of the woke kind of agenda topics that they were shoving down the throats of teachers. Well, they did it again this year. Finley Warden, who was with us on the show, he was that young man who joined us on the radio at the Rockin' R in Bozeman the day after the Turning Point USA event. He sat in on this teachers union conference here in the past few days and is already starting to share some stories from the inside about some of the crazy stuff they were promoting. I'll give you some of the highlights just breaking on X right now. We'll get to that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
From the Mattress Firm Studio, this is KBUL News Talk AM 970 and 103.3 FM, home of Montana Talks with Aaron Flint and the biggest names in talk radio 24 hours a day.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.